You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Do you spend your time preparing for adventure? Are you ready to go out into the unknown, the unforeseen, the new frontier? That could be your backyard for all we know. Wherever you go, make sure to take Charkey with you. Why? Because the savory taste is gonna give you something that's gonna fill you up and feed your adventure. If that sounds good to you, and also you enjoy eating healthy foods that make you feel good, you're gonna love the guys at Charkey. Charkey is a lamb jerky high in protein, but without all the cholesterol of beef jerky. It's a little bit pricier because you're getting a much better quality meat. Make sure to check it out on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and search Charkey. Now you're not gonna forget to go out there and search Charkey. I'm gonna wait for you to go do it. Okay, thanks. Guys, welcome to another show and a terrible intro by yours truly. My name is Paul.
Terrible might be a little harsh, but nonetheless, it is episode number 601. Exciting.
Very exciting. Not for us, but for you. But also, really, this show wouldn't be here without you guys. And it's just been growing and growing and growing. And we can't say thank you enough. It really does mean everything to us, because without you, this show wouldn't be here. But for one of you today, it's going to be a very special day. If you're from New Jersey.
New Jersey?
What part of New Jersey, Rob?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It only says from New Jersey.
All right. Well, today, one member is going to get a free membership to Drone You. So right now, that is over 24 classes, all of our resources, all of our paperwork, everything. Who's it going to be? From New Jersey.
Ken!
Heyo! Coming in hot!
Yeah, so there's a lesson here, and one of the things is Ken sends us a lot of questions, and they're good questions. He doesn't send in a question for the sake of a question. He sends in a question because it's a good question.
Whew. He also searches for other questions before he posts questions.
That's probably true.
Just going to throw that out there.
That's probably true. So anyways,
a lot of questions,
he got on. His odds were good. It's kind of like the NBA lottery, right? Your odds are better when you're the crappiest team. That's actually not a good analogy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go Warriors.
Yeah, go Warriors. Definitely. If you're a Warriors fan, you're very happy this morning.
I was in San Jose last week during two of the games. So
But it would probably cost, what, $5,000 to get a crappy ticket?
No. I just watched it at the safety of my bar stool. So.
Sounds good to me. Anyways, we really do appreciate all the questions, Ken, and because you asked good ones, they got on the air, you had a better chance to win. The drawing said Ken.
Ken, coming in, going to elevate his experience. Well, Ken, you'll get an email from Mr. Robbo, the bald-headed bureau master himself. You will get an email from him, and he will help you out. But guys, before we waste any more of your time, let's get right into today's question, which is actually brought to you by the Drone You community. For all of you listeners out there who haven't checked out the Drone You community, it is a group that actually has taken our classes. They work together. They help inspire you, motivate you, keep you on task. In fact, some members have even canceled their membership at Drone You and come back a week later just to say, I want to get back in the membership. Like, the classes are great. I learned so much. But I was so short-sighted in realizing the true power of Drone You, and that is in your community. So make sure you check out Drone You and you become a member before the price goes up. It is going up. I am still fighting that battle, and it's going to go up. So anyway, let's play that question, Rob.
Hi, Rob and Paul. This is Michaela. My question is, how much do you charge a real estate broker for taking pictures of just plain land? Where I live, it's mostly just mountains and acres, and I have a job coming up where I'll be taking pictures of just land. How much do you charge? Do you charge by acre, or how does that go? Thank you.
A great question, Michaela. Pricing, Paul, it's one of those things that it's probably in the top two or three
of the number of
questions that we get.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult question. There are so many variables, not the least of which is where you are.
Well, I think, yes, I agree 100%. And one of the biggest variables, Rob, though, is one's belief in oneself. Because you can go out there and say, well, I can do the work for $50.
It's just land. It's not hard. It can't be that big of a deal.
And you're selling yourself short once, twice, and three times. It really does come down to, you know, what do you believe that you're worth? What is your time worth? What is the cost of goods sold? So what is it going to cost for you to get out there? And, you know, people should really think deeply about that, because it's not just as simple as, well, I put gas in my car and I went to the ranch and I left the car running for a few hours to charge batteries, so I used 20 gallons in fuel. No. You depreciated your car. You have shortened your car's life cycle. It's going to cost more to do maintenance because you're running your car's engine more often. I mean, I can go down the line here. But
a client's not going to care about all those little details, that minutia. But you need to know that those are costs of doing business.
Well, it's also something for you to think about to help inflate your ideology of what you can charge. Because, sure. I mean, we talked about that business, those guys that were doing drone photos here in Albuquerque for mm-hmm. a very low price.
Yep.
They're no longer doing it. I found out they're still here, but they are no longer doing anything drone related. So
they're out of the drone business.
They're out of the drone business 100% because they were charging very low. And you realize quickly how much you're going to work for that price point. And it's going to, you know, that's why I love Vic's advice. You know, everyone calls in, they're like, what am I going to do about the undercharger? I got the best advice from one of my friends a long time ago, Jason, which he doesn't always give the best advice, but this is very, very good advice.
He's a very smart dude.
Yes.
I don't know why that's funny, because he actually is.
But. Yeah, no, he is. But anyway, it's funny because very nerdy people are very smart, but common sense wise, not so much. So
perhaps.
That's why it's funny to me. Anyway, that being said, he said, Paul, you never need to worry about what other people are doing. They're going to ruin themselves in their own good time. And at the time, we were talking about another drone podcast and a client. But I've realized with the undercharger, they're going to do it to themselves. They're going to ruin themselves over time because mm-hmm. they're going to do more and more work and they're not making any more money. It's just more and more work. And they finally are just going to get to this point where everything is building up and they're just freaking out. And all of a sudden they can't handle any more clients and they just can't take it anymore.
Right.
You know? And if you love what you do and you value your time, people will pay for the work that you produce if you're producing good results. What do I mean? I mean, if you're taking a picture of land in a ranch, you're not just going out there in the middle of the day and shooting the picture. You're going out there later in the day. You're getting some good light. You're getting, you know, some really good contrast.
And you're explaining all that to the client. You're articulating how you're going to make it different and mm-hmm. unique and special so that subconsciously you're building up that value.
Exactly. Not only in your mind, but in theirs too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So on top of that too, one thing that I always say is, for example, I just shot for Parade of Homes and, you know, the guy was out here and he's like, you know, I've seen so many people fly drones. I've never seen someone fly like you though. He's like, it looks like it's an extension of your hand. He goes, literally, like, if I say put the drone through the trees into the pool over there, you're doing it. Like, that, you know, but that isn't what sells.
Made me think that for me, the drone would go in the pool, but
if we have the waterproof drone, we can do that.
That's true.
So we could literally fly through the trees, go into the pool, fly out of the pool. Like, so anyway, it's just all about the equipment you have.
That's true.
But anyway, I was telling this guy from the Parade of Homes, I said, you know, I'm not just taking one picture and editing it and here you go. No, I'm taking five pictures, putting them all together, getting the best light from each place, and then giving it to you.
Right.
And he was like, oh, so that's why your thing is going click, 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 click all the time. Mm. And it's like, well, yeah. So
take advantage of that digital photography.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? I mean, like, if you haven't taken Vic Moss's course at Drone U, you're selling yourself short. If you're mm-hmm. like, I'm having such a hard time explaining my value to clients, or they're just not seeing the value in my pictures, or I'm not getting a good price, you need to take Vic Moss's class here at Drone U, because he goes over photography theory. He goes over, you know, essentially what you're looking for when you're taking photos, but he also goes over the practical aspect of taking photos. And then I have a class where I go into Lightroom and show people how to save hours and hours and hours of time by auto stacking your photos, mm-hmm. outputting them to an HDR, and then editing them in Photoshop. It's a little bit more of a process. It used to take me, like, for example, Mandy from Marriott just called me yesterday. There's a big issue in Costa Rica right now. The Costa Rican government just shut down drones, just shut them down. So my travel plans.
Fear and ignorance, typical.
Yeah, my travel plans got thwarted cut
for
short
now.
A little. But anyway, you know, I'm explaining to her, you know, these photos, and she had a huge issue in the British Virgin Islands, and it was just kind of funny. But in taking these photos, in getting this value, when people see your value, they will call you back over and over and over again. You may have to explain it once. Mm-hmm. You may have to explain it to a lot of clients. But guess what? You're going to make more money.
Yeah. And you know what? As you're talking and I'm thinking about these clients that you might be working with, and it is entirely possible that you're going to have clients that are going to try to talk you down a little bit. And it's okay to stand firm and be confident and know that. I guess there's some risk involved in that, but if you're confident in what you do and you know there's another client down the road that it will take up your time that is more than willing to pay you, you can stand firm. And the people, even though they're trying to get you down a little bit, they're going to probably still pay you.
Oh, yeah. And
but just be prepared for those kinds of conversations.
Be prepared for the psychological game of you're going to be challenged on your worth and you're going to be judged by the level of confidence you have.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like if you and I sit here and have a conversation and you're like, hey, I want to fly land. And I'm like, okay, where is it? Because my first variable is how far away is it? Mm-hmm. All right. I want to know that. How much time is it going to take? Okay. Because doing a commercial project in Albuquerque, you need commercial real estate. Okay. You need 5 photos. All right. $300. Done.
Right.
You know, oh, it's commercial real estate in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Well, that's 3 hours of total driving. And my rate is $375 an hour. And as long as you're willing to pay that, I will give you the best photos possible. I'm then going to embed the keywords for those photos and make sure that, you know, they get indexed by Google faster. That way it increases your chances of them being found.
So value add, something that you need to be doing.
And let's say, okay, let's say I said Las Vegas, New Mexico, and you're like, all right, what is it going to cost me? And I say photos only $1,500, photos and video $2,750. Plus travel. So let's just call it an even $3,000. And let's say you push back. So push back.
You know, my budget's about $2,000, Paul. That's really what I had set aside for this.
Well, I understand. And you know what? I would have probably set aside a similar budget. But I got a question for you, Rob. You know, time is money, and I don't want to waste yours, and I know you don't want to waste mine. Mm-hmm. So if I can help accelerate the time that it takes for you to sell that property, do you see value in maybe spending $1,000 more?
Yes, but there are no guarantees. So that
there are no guarantees.
Concerns me a little bit.
There are no guarantees, but here's what I can do. I can give you references from my past clients that have used this imagery to help sell their properties. Now, it's going to be difficult to measure an exact correlation between drone photos and faster sales, but I believe that you will be able to see some empirical evidence that points to that. Now, you can hire other people, and I'd be happy for you to hire other drone pilots. In fact, I've got about 1,000 drone pilots in my Drone U community that you could hire at a much lower rate. And honestly, you're still going to get some really impeccable stuff. But if you're looking for the creativity, if you're looking for the quality, if you're looking for the keywording, and also the knowledge on maybe the right places to post these photos, I'm your guy. Otherwise, if that doesn't work for you, Merry Christmas. Have a good day. Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. But I'm going to move on now because I have so many other things to do. You know, it's that like confident response that like, okay, I see your point. Mm-hmm. Great question. Love your question, Rob. And I totally understand where you're coming from.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You have to make them feel good about themselves. Right.
That's the art
you're
of the deal.
Building them up.
Donald
too.
Trump right there. We're not going down that path. Something that I think is really important is, let's say I say $1,500 again, and you say my budget, or I say $3,000, you say $2,000.
$2,000's my budget.
Well, I'm okay, and you know, I could probably do that. If someone hears that, do you think that's going to instill confidence?
Never mind, $1,500.
Yeah, like $2,000. No, I just my budget just dropped in half.
Did I say $2,000?
Yeah, it's at $1,000.
I didn't mean $2,000.
And no travel. Get some water, you pansy.
That's right.
So
no, it's really important to have that confidence before you ever get started in this. And that, you know, that can be a cart and the horse thing because you need to work to build confidence.
You got to fake it to make it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you really do.
Don't be arrogant too. It's so, you know, we talk about this, we talk about confidence, and some people all the time are like, Paul, I just sometimes can't stand your confidence on the podcast. And it's like, okay, well then I'm sorry. Like it's coming from a good place. And I want to say something right now. In regards to having confidence in sales, you have to be genuine and authentic. You have to provide real value. If you don't provide real value, you shouldn't be doing the work. And you know what? Sometimes we're going to learn those mistakes, even as we go through business. Just because I and you have been successful at two or three different businesses does not mean we are going to be successful in everything that we do. And that's
absolutely not
a tough realization for most people to come about, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But it's real life. And the thing is, guys, if you're genuine, you're authentic, you can articulate yourself well, you can stay strong, have a backbone, have confidence, and not back down, you're going to do just great. And I think, you know, there's on Shark Tank, there is a little mini theme going on with Shark Tank. And one of it is, you know, a lot of the sharks really press back on the startup guy just to see how they're going to handle the stress and the pressure.
Right.
I love it. Yeah. I would thrive in that environment. I'm like, bring it on. Like, seriously.
I would like to see that.
I would sit down in front of Mark Cuban's face and be like, how does it feel to be lied to on national television and then invest in a lie? All right, I'm going to tell you because my business does the same thing and we do it better. And here's how. Like, I would stare him. I would seriously stare him right in the eye. I would get right next to his face and put my nose like 3 inches from his cheek and be like, is this making you feel nervous?
Because I would like people, to see that. But at the end of the day, he's still a billionaire.
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
I'm not afraid of him.
I know
and
you're
I'm not.
And
I'm not also going to, I'm not threatening the guy. So, let me finish my point. Okay. What I'm trying to say is that in these environments, you're going to be tested. You're going to be pressured. And people are going to question you, whether you have that value or not. You have to think of it in this mindset because it is a very big psychological caveat to be good at sales. But if you can twist your mind and understand that if you think about things a certain way, it'll really help you be better at it. And here's how to think about it. Let's say you are Mark Cuban, okay? Mm-hmm. You big bald guy, all right? And you come at me and you're like, you know what, Paul? Drone you, good idea, but this, that, and the other. And I'm gonna say, wow, Mark, you really thought this through. I appreciate that. I really do. Because you're really thinking, what is my competitive advantage? And Mark, there are many competitive advantages. But let me ask you a question. If I pressured you in the same way that you just pressured me, how would you feel if I cowered while I was representing you? Wouldn't you want someone who's strong and confident to represent you? If you want to pressure me and have me back down and you know, lower my price, I can do that. But that's also how I'm going to work for you. If you want someone who is going to stand up for you and stand up for your business, you're going to pay for it. Boom!
All right, Paul. $1 million for 1%. Done.
We have way too much fun doing this. And I need more caffeine.
I don't know. We ought to keep this going. So we keep the caffeine flowing. But I do want to kind of just kind of circle back for Mikayla and just give a hypothetical. We don't know where she is, but let's say you're going to travel to Trinidad and do 40 acres up there. What are you going to charge?
So normally,
talk
again,
us through that.
Normally, again, guys, I don't charge just for photos. I always try to create a package for people,
right?
So I can provide the most value. You know, if it's a 40-acre ranch, it's probably not going to be that expensive. Mm-hmm. So I think her cap is going to be about $1,500. But if you're talking 1,000, 2,000 acres, and it's in a remote area, you know. So for a lot of people know I do ranch videos and I charge anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000. And a lot of people are like, whoa, that's so expensive. It's actually not. There, I know five other firms doing land and ranches and farms and all that. And if Paul Taylor is listening to this, he'll be really happy. Those guys are all charging $8,000 to $11,000 per ranch. So I'm coming
that's,
in.
Again, that's for more than just photos though, right?
Yes.
That's,
okay. They bring up a couple
produced
extra
video
people. And oh yeah. But we can do the same thing for half the price. And
sure,
that's the thing too, is like, you've got to understand that humans are still humans and your idea is not to take advantage of people. And could I charge $8,000 to $11,000 per ranch? Sure. Could I get it? Sure. They do in Colorado. They do in Texas, all over.
Right.
The competition is going to be a lot, you know, more intense, for especially at that price point. And so is the sales game. But for me, if I can produce the same or higher level quality video for half the price, and my client knows that, he's going to see value in that.
Absolutely.
And for me, I'm just saying, look, to charge $10,000 to bring me and my producer out, I just think that's a waste of money.
Well, and another variable in this, an important variable, is how many are you going to do for them? So like a client that you have various ranches. You know you're going to be doing it multiple times, and you have to factor that in. So if this is a one-time deal, it's a different analysis for Michaela than if it's a 10-time deal. So
true. At the same time, did I give my client volume discount? Yes. Would I still charge him $8,000 for a ranch video? No, because I think it's absurd.
True.
I don't see the value in it.
Right.
So I know I made him a lot of money in ranches, but this isn't about taking advantage of people. This is about building relationships. And I know you wanted to circle back to Michaela's question, but I want to circle back to this is all about human relationships. If you not only tell people, but show people that no matter what, you are going to deliver what you said you're going to deliver, that's the power. That's what matters.
Absolutely.
So anyway, on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And please check out our new website, thedroneu.com. Wow, that's only if you want to be a better pilot. That's going to do it. Bye.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.